You may have heard this story, but it's worth telling again, about a school with a class of students that no teacher had been able to handle. They'd changed instructors a number of times, and then a young man just out of college heard about the class and applied to the school. He told the principal, "I know it'll be a challenge, but give me a trial basis with this class." The next morning, he stood before the class and said, "Young people, I came here today to conduct school, and I realize that I can't do it by myself. I need your help." One big boy, they called him Big Tom, sitting in the back of the room, whispered, "I don't need any help. I can lick that little bird all by myself." Well, the young teacher told the class that they were going to have some rules to go by, and he was going to let the students make up the rules and list them on the blackboard. The students thought that was great. One young man suggested no stealing. Another one said, "Well, you need to be on time for class," and they went on down the list till they had 10 rules. Then the teacher asked that they list punishment for breaking each of the rules. "Rules are no good unless they're enforced," he said. Someone in the class suggested that if the rules were broken, the miscreant should receive 10 licks with a rod across his back, with his coat off. The teacher thought this was pretty harsh punishment, but that's what the class wanted to do. Well, everything went along pretty well for 2 or 3 days. Then Big Tom came in one day, very upset. Someone had stolen his lunch. And after talking with the students, they all came to the conclusion that little Johnny had stolen Big Tom's lunch. Someone had seen little Johnny with Big Tom's lunch, yes, indeed. Johnny admitted he'd taken Tom's lunch. The teacher asked him, "Johnny, do you know the punishment?" He nodded. He did. The teacher then said, "Remove your coat." The little fellow had on a big, heavy coat. Johnny said, "Teacher, I am guilty, and I'm willing to take my punishment, but don't make me take off my coat." And as he removed that big, heavy coat, the teacher saw that he did not have a shirt on. And even worse, he saw a frail and bony frame hidden beneath that heavy coat. Johnny explained that his daddy was dead and his mom was very poor, and he had only one shirt, and his mother was washing it that day. And he wore his big brother's coat to keep warm. The young teacher stood and looked at the frail back with the spine protruding against the skin, ribs sticking out, and he wondered how could he lay a rod on that little back. Still, he knew he must enforce that punishment or the children would not obey the rules. But, of course, that's not the end of the story. It was just then that Big Tom stood up and came down the aisle. "Teacher, is there anything that says I can't take Johnny's whipping for him?" With that, Big Tom ripped off his coat and stooped and stood over little Johnny at the desk. Hesitatingly, the teacher began to lay the rod on that big back of Tom. But for some strange reason, after only 5 licks, the old rod broke in half. That was about all he could take. The young teacher buried his face in his hands and began to sob. Then he heard a commotion, looked up, and saw there was not one dry eye in the room. Little Johnny had turned and grabbed Big Tom around his neck, apologizing to him for stealing his lunch. And Johnny begged Big Tom to forgive him. He told Big Tom that he'd love him till the day he died for taking his whipping for him. Reminds me of a passage I read Sunday morning. "Greater love hath no man." Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.